All right, Justin Bogle, where are we? Oakland. Are you back? Do we feel like shitty Gates position? And you pulled it, man. Nice job.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very happy with how the start went in those first five laps. I finally felt like myself for the first time in a very long time on Supercross. So that was really cool. I think motivating to keep getting better and just keep working. I think, a little more fitness and I'll be okay. But I ripped a start from Egypt and I was happy about that. Yeah. And then I just kind of got towed along with Coop and Mar for a little bit and then started making some mistakes and fell back. But then held her in the top 10, so I'll take it.
No, yeah, absolutely. I wrote this week, I said, I think you'll know when Bogle's back when he starts pulling starts. That's when you know Bogle feels comfortable, you know what I mean? And, I mean, Jesus, you're in the LCQ, you're way out there, and it works. So, yeah, you got to be stoked. Crash in the heat race, that could have been ugly.
That could have been ugly, yeah. Crash in the heat, I actually completely looped out in the whoops. Enough so that my fender and seat were stuck together and not attached to my bike and sticking out of the ground straight up and down. So, eventful heat race. My bike was completely mangled. We had to rush back. Shout out to my mechanic Derek and JR and Austin and everybody kind of coming together and getting it ready because it was mangled. So yeah, man, I'm solid night. Obviously not where we want to be in the long run, but this is progress and I will take progress any day of the week.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this has been your best race, I think, your best sort of your the moments where you're like, hey, look at Bogle, like you're standing out, you know, things like that. So it's working. I was talking to Dino before and he said, man, I got a great jump and Bogle got it one even better. So both of you guys from outside.
Yeah, we were, I think, a couple gates from the outside out there from that LCQ. So that was really cool. I was really happy with that because I've been missing my starts here lately and it was getting frustrating. So pull those back out and it's just amazing what happens when you get a start. You know, I've been struggling this last few weeks. Get a start, get up there and feel like myself finally, you know, get some good laps in.
So when you get a jump like that, I mean, there's a moment where you're like, I'm going right there, right? I mean, like, it's a bit of a crazy feeling from the outside because you're like, I don't know what's going to happen right now.
Yes, and the thing is my jump was so good and I came out, I tracked so straight out of the gate that,
so you knew.
Yeah. Generally in that first 10 feet you can tell. But being that far outside, I knew everyone around me. I just didn't know what was coming from that inside, you know. And I watched one of the 250 LCQ and those dudes pushed off and went off the into the next lane. So I was like, well, what do I have to lose really? We'll see. And it was perfectly fine. So yeah, that was fun. I love getting good starts, man.
Yeah, and like you said, I think the number one word for tonight is progress, and we saw it. And thanks for doing this. Thanks.
Yep, for sure. Thank you.